Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Yes, the familiar sounds of the quiz show. Goes all the way back to my time with Malzy, who I have sang about recently, along with yeah, that, to a Rick Springfield song. This is great stuff, Donnie. And you and I, should you join me again, and I certainly hope you do for Donnie Football Friday. It wouldn't really be Donnie Football Friday if you weren't here. We'd have to just cut the Donnie part of that, wouldn't we?
Yeah, I think that would kind of suck, too, because I've been having some fun.
It would just be Football Friday. We're going to be doing a quiz show themed around that week's game. Five questions, best of five. You go first in the first game, right? You have a home game. We'll give you a couple of home games. Then I bring it home for two games, and hopefully it'll go to a fifth. Limits? Let's do it.
I have some interesting questions here for you guys. One that's a couple blasts from the past questions and a couple recent questions. The first question. Donnie, the Steelers and the Cowboys last played in 2020. Who scored the first touchdown of the game for the Steelers?
Oh, that's a great question.
Man, I thought it was...
Oh, my God.
Well,
I think I know who scored it.
I thought it was a touchdown pass.
Well, either way.
It can be.
Okay, so in that case, if it is a touchdown pass, do I just say the receiver?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
There's got to be a time. Donnie for this, but we got to tell him.
Four.
James Washington.
Oh, my God.
What a pull.
Yeah,
Donnie!
Baby!
Wow.
Wow, what a start for Donnie.
I'll tell you what, I had Ladarius Green on my mind. Didn't he win the game with a touchdown?
Eric Ebron did.
That was the next question.
I'm sorry. Pick a new one.
Sorry, limits.
I knew it was some obscure, horrifying free agent tight end for the Steelers.
All right, Joe, here we go. We'll give you this question then.
Yeah, probably the hard one. No, you have to give Donnie.
This is your question.
He has two home games.
This is your question now.
Okay.
The Cowboys only had one receiving touchdown in Super Bowl 30, Joe. Who is the receiver that caught the touchdown pass?
Holy horse milk. Was it? Oh, I think I know who it was. Alvin Harper.
Alvin Harper is incorrect.
I hate you. I'm sorry. That was
harsh. Always the common example.
Yeah. You're up.
So I guessed the same question?
You guessed the same question, yeah.
I mean, the only guy I would probably guess is Irvin. I'm not going to go with him, though.
Okay.
I'm going to say it was actually one of the big boys. I'm going to say Moose Johnston.
It was not Moose Johnston.
Michael Irvin.
It was not Michael Irvin.
I hate you. I'm sorry. That was harsh.
I thought Irvin would have been too easy.
Yeah.
It was.
Keep going.
Emmett Smith? I have no idea.
Not Emmett Smith.
Jay Novacek. Yeah, baby! We're tied 1-1, Donnie.
Jay Novacek is correct.
We're tied 1-1.
Okay, so we can keep going until we get it right. We don't just get one guess.
Yeah, and then eventually he gives us a clue.
Okay.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I mean, I would have run out. I was already pretty much out of names, so you would have had that one.
Well, you're next. It's his turn. Go.
All right, Donnie. Two players recorded a fumble recovery in the Steelers' second Super Bowl win in the 70s against the Dallas Cowboys, 35-31. Can you name me one player who recovered a fumble in that game for the Steelers?
Okay, so that would have been Super Bowl 13 because they won in Super Bowl 10, but you said the second one. Mel Blount?
Mel Blount is incorrect.
Holy bird oil. Joe Green.
Joe Green is incorrect.
I hate you.
If you get, there are two players. If you get the second player I'm thinking of, bonus point.
I'm going to throw a wild card one out there, not one of the big names. I'll go John Banaszak.
What? Johnny, that was not the 2-point one.
First of all, it wasn't time for a clue. You gave an early clue when it was his turn.
And what clue did I give?
That an obscure player is one of them.
That's not the obscure player. John Banaszak is not an obscure player.
Oh, so there's even more obscure than Banny.
This is unbelievable. The Waynesburg connection here that he's trying to let you win.
Banaszak, baby.
You cheated.
That's not even the obscure one I'm thinking of.
Who was the obscure one you were thinking of?
Dirt Winston.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
And who was the other one? Oh, Banaszak. I hate you.
Banaszak's a big fan of the station.
I know. I like him a lot. He was on the show.
He looks great, too.
He does. And when we were out at Montour, he joined me for a segment. It was unbelievable with Chuck Knoll.
You know where he used to coach Limits?
RMU.
Robert Morris. Yeah, he was the Robert Morris football coach.
Also W&J. Yep. Yeah.
All right. You're one win away from clinching this. You're up 2-1 in the series. I need to win this game. Go.
Joe.
What?
LC Greenwood.
Yeah.
Joe Green.
Yep.
Dwight White and John Banaszak all recorded a sack in Super Bowl 13. One other player recorded a sack in Super Bowl 13. Can you name that player?
You want to give me a clue like you did your old Waynesburg buddy?
That was not a clue.
Wait, which one are we talking about? 35-31?
Correct.
Who recorded a sack?
I said LC Greenwood, John Banaszak, Joe Green, and Dwight White did. But one other player recorded a solo sack.
Mm.
Can you name who it was?
Jack Lambert.
It's not Jack Lambert.
I know it wasn't Jack Lambert.
Ernie Holmes?
Not Ernie Holmes.
Was it a safety blitz with Donnie Shell?
It was not Donnie Shell.
Mike Wagner.
It was not Mike Wagner.
Jack Ham.
It was not Jack Ham.
Hmm.
Andy Russell, was he still on that team?
It was not Andy Russell. He was not on that team.
Steve Furness.
Man, what a blow.
I cannot believe.
We're going to a fifth game.
I cannot believe you got that one.
Steve Furness. We're going to a fifth game.
Steve Furness.
Man, I should have thought about him.
And
wow.
All the pressure's on you now,
wow.
Donnie.
Donnie.
Your first quiz show in game 5's coming home, buddy. All the pressure's on Donnie.
Oh, boy. Donnie.
That was one of the great answers in quiz show history.
How about the quiz show questions this time around after one got spoiled?
Yeah, they're good, especially when I get them right.
Donnie, in a 2-2 game,
Wait, I thought this was a numbers question where he had to say, I'll name 5. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It is.
I'm sorry.
Donnie, Sports Illustrated is famous for putting out covers of athletes due to very monumental games and accolades. 3 Steelers were on the cover, not on one edition. 3 Steelers were on the cover of Sports Illustrated for their contributions in either Super Bowl for the Steelers in the 70s. So we're not talking about Super Bowl 30 at all.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about the 2 wins against the Cowboys, the 2 Super Bowl wins. 3 different players were depicted on the cover of Sports Illustrated in multiple different editions. How many of those 3 players can you name?
Okay, so you're saying they were like all individually on the cover at one time.
My God,
okay.
Could that have been any more complicated?
It could have.
So there were obviously a cover for each win against the Cowboys. And on those two covers, three players were pictured?
There were three different covers.
For two wins?
Yes.
So I'm going to go with Swan for one of his catches.
No.
How many can you name?
How many can you name
all three?
Can you
and
name
if you
all
get
three?
One wrong, then you lose and Joe wins.
Okay, so you can
pass it to me.
So wait, I can just name three.
If you name all three correct, you win. If you get one wrong, Joe wins before you name all three.
Oh, he doesn't even have to answer it.
Correct.
Right.
I'm going to go for it anyway.
You thinking you name three?
He's going
out of
for
three?
Two.
I'm
going to
go for it.
You can say I'll name one. And then if I get two, I win. But I need to get two.
I'm going to go for it. I'm going to say Swan, Lambert, and Bradshaw.
He's wrong.
And Joe knows. I'm sure Joe knows who they are.
One of the most famous of all time is Rocky Blyer for the pass.
Yep.
Sorry, Donnie.
Can you name the other ones?
The pressure was going to be too much for you in game five. I'm sorry. Yes, I can. One was LC Greenwood. And one was...
Was one LC Greenwood?
No. I thought so. Okay.
I had Rocky Blyer, the Lynn Swan. Yes. Yeah. And John Stallworth in the end zone.
Yeah. Sorry, Donnie. That hurts, I know.
So now I know.
I'm thinking of Stallworth against
the last
the
rule
Rams.
Is very confusing, and Limits does a horrible job of explaining
okay,
it.
Okay. So the last round, it's like if I miss it, you automatically win.
The last round, for example, can you name all 10 Atlanta Hawks? How many of the 10 Atlanta Hawks in the Hall of Fame can you name? And if you say I can name three, then it comes over to me, and I'll say, go ahead, Donnie. Or I'll say, I can name four. You get it? That type of thing.
Okay, yeah.
The quiz show.
I just went for it
we
there.
We always
I
find was being, a way to screw up a one-car funeral.
I was being aggressive. I was trusting the analytics.
Funeral. Yeah, Donnie,
like
I knew.
One horse?
I knew the pressure was on you.
How about
there.
The James? Well, we had some good pulls there, though. James Washington, Steve Furness.
Steve Furness.
It was good. Speaking of mediocre wide receivers, are you ready to get to our next topic?
Yes.
That was great, by the way, Limits. Great questions on short notice. You're a hell of a man.
Thank you. You are as well. Donnie, even more so.
Headline. Donnie, even more so. Headline in The Athletic. Chiefs wide receiver trade possibilities. Who's the best option for Kansas City? Donnie. As far as I'm concerned, just substitute Pittsburgh for Kansas City. They're both looking for receivers.
Mm-hmm.
So they went around with all their beat writers around the country. And here are some of the possibilities. You tell me, on a scale of 1 to 5, 1 is I wouldn't think about this guy for a second. 5 is I'd drive him from the airport to get him here. You ready? First one, and they even suggest a little trade, which is a nice touch. The Buffalo Bills for Marquez Valdez-Scantling, late round pick in return. That's what they say the Chiefs should do. Should the Steelers think about him?
I'd give it like a 2.
Yeah, I'm not big on him. He stinks so far in Buffalo. He's the only place that he can succeed is Kansas City. Forget him. The second one is unbelievable. He's had 2 good games in a row with Andy Dalton as his quarterback, mostly running forwards instead of backwards. Deontay Johnson, he's getting open all the time. People in Kansas City want this guy. The offer would be Deontay for a 3rd-round pick. Would you do that if you were the Steelers and bring him back?
So there is actually a rule. I would absolutely
oh my
bring
God.
Him back.
You're
there,
right.
There's a rule.
He told me about that yesterday. What am I thinking?
Yeah, so that's like a not applicable one. But
yeah.
for the record, would you do it, though?
I
absolutely would.
You were against that trade in the first place, weren't you? My apologies, I didn't listen good enough yesterday. Also with the Panthers, Adam Thielen for a 3rd-round pick. He's hurt, but he had 100 catches last year. Would you think about that?
Adam hooked on a Thielen. I like him. I really do. I mean, he was fantastic in Minnesota, and he's still pretty good now. I mean,
4 out of 5?
I'd say 3 or 4 out of 5 for him, yeah.
The problem is, as I read more about this injury, I'm saying,
and he's what, like 33, 34?
Yeah, I'm saying at most a 2. I'm not high on him. This one, I'm high on. I don't know if the Browns would do it. Amari Cooper for a 3rd-round pick, and he's possibly a rental.
I'd go five on that one.
Me too.
I would go pick the guy up, like you said, but I don't know when it comes down to it.
I would pick him up on a bicycle and drive him back. Yeah, I think he's great. Great player.
I don't know if that's something that the Browns would do. I had this discussion with the guys last week, I think it was, maybe 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And, yeah, maybe if you are someone that runs an organization well and you're just a good businessman when it comes to football, that you would make that trade if you're Cleveland.
Why not?
It wouldn't matter who it is.
Especially if he's a rental.
But Cleveland does not know how to run a football team, so that's why they would say,
right,
no, we're not trading this guy to the Steelers. We could get a good piece of draft capital back or maybe a good asset. We're not trading him to the Steelers.
I mean, I wouldn't do it today if I was them for divisional reasons, but the Browns will be out of it in 3 weeks. And then if he's a rental especially, why not take a third-round pick? I think they actually would at that point.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling,
come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
If they just fall apart here, and I'm with you, that he's a five. To Jacksonville, a second-round pick. A second-round pick for Captain Kirk. Christian Kirk, would you do that?
So a second-round pick to get Christian Kirk. Might look a little bit steep, might seem a little bit steep. I like the player.
Yeah.
So I'd put that at like a three. I'm not quite ready to go pick him up at the airport myself and hold the sign out. You know, like sometimes the drivers do.
You would be great when they do that. Yeah. A little top
yeah,
hat.
A little chauffeur.
A tux, yeah.
But I do like Christian Kirk, and he would certainly help what they don't have right now. Now, would he take them over the top, though? I don't know, for a second-round pick.
What do you mean by take them over the top? He's a pretty enticing number two.
He has good numbers throughout his career, and he was going to have a very good season last year. I think it got cut down to 12 games, 11 or 12 games.
Yeah.
So I do like the player there, but I wonder, like, what dynamic does he add to the Steelers' offense?
I think 80 catches and 1,000 yards. Not necessarily the rest of it, but he's that type of receiver.
Yeah.
You know what I mean. And I think having a two receiver that other teams have to respect changes everything. Nobody worries about, I know Calvin Austin's done a couple, nobody worries about Calvin Austin. You don't worry about
Or Van Jefferson.
Or Scotty Ballgame, right? Nobody worries about those guys. Second round pick is steep, but that's a four for me. That's a four. That guy's completely obscure. A day three pick to the Giants for Darius Slayton. You interested in Slayton?
If all it took was a day three, yeah, I would do that.
Me too. I think he's an upgrade. You know, he's nothing great, but that's a two. That's a three for me.
Yeah, I don't think he's not the player that Christian Kirk was that we were just talking about, but when it comes to the draft capital conversation there and what it would take, a day three, and I think they have a couple of picks in one of those late rounds too.
Yeah.
So they could, you know, wheel and deal a little bit on the back end anyway.
Now, here's one that'll knock your socks off. Obviously, the Steelers wouldn't be involved because it's their guy. Dr. Nicholas DeFabo, Mike DeFabo, suggests the Chiefs give the Steelers a first and third round pick for George Pickens. What the hell is going on here?
I like Mike. I'm going to have to ask him what the hell was going on with that.
I'll tell you what's going on with that. I'll read what he said. Are you ready? Mike says, I know what you're thinking. Not directly to you, Donnie, but to his readers. The Steelers should be trying to add a legit two receiver to their roster, but let's think creatively, he says. Pickens, third year of a four-year rookie deal. Historically, Steelers like to extend homegrown players ahead of the final year. For a receiver like Pickens, tremendous upside but plenty of mercurial qualities, this could turn into a complicated negotiation in a market where receiver contracts skyrocketing. So he's saying that could be problematic. If I'm Steelers GM Omar Khan, I do my due diligence and make that phone call to see how far the Chiefs are willing to go. Donnie?
See, here's what I don't like about it. First and third round pick, that part sounds good. Here's what doesn't. That first round pick being 32nd overall and that third round pick being 96th overall.
Yeah, I know. Me too. It's an interesting thought. It is in the context of what's this contract negotiation going to be like? It is, but I really like George Pickens as a talent, and he's been productive too. I mean, we're not talking about a guy, oh, is he ever going to realize his potential? I think he could get a lot better, but he's won them games already.
No question. No question. And if you do get rid of the one good option you have, like who are they going to throw out there?
Yeah.
It's going to be Roman Wilson, Calvin Austin, and Van Jefferson.
Right.
That's one of the worst receiver rooms in league history.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And here's the last one that I also put a five for the Steelers, along with Amari Cooper. A third-round pick to the Titans for DeAndre Hopkins. He's 32, but he's still productive. He's full speed, it says here, the guy who covers him. He's still a great player. 75 catches, 1,000 yards, and 7 touchdowns last year. He's, you know, the 50-50 ball master. He's going to come down with those. He's a guy you have to worry about. I'm picking him up at the airport. That's a 5.
Yeah, that's a 5 for me. So he's in the same category as Cooper. I mean, yeah, the age is one thing, but he's not being asked to be the top dog anymore. And I think he is more than legit. Like, he's one of the best of this generation. Like, he's in that conversation in terms of the, you know, 2010s into the 2020s with A.B., Julio Jones. You throw, I'm blanking on, like, the other, Devonte Adams, you could put in that conversation,
absolutely,
too.
I would.
And I think DeAndre Hopkins is right there.
Yeah, he doesn't have the breakaway speed, but it doesn't matter. He's a guy you have to respect. He can get open, and when he's also a guy when he's not open, he's still open. All right, Donnie. I enjoyed that thoroughly as well. We're going to have picks coming up, some over-unders for the Steelers game, also some college and pro picks. But first, we got to pay off a tease here. We were doing our all-time combined Cowboys-Steeler team, and there are some very difficult decisions. For example, quarterback. Who's your quarterback? Ben? Bradshaw? Staubach? Aikman? You only get one. It's a combined team. We came up with Bradshaw. We did our whole offense. How about our defense, Donnie? Time's a waste in here. Who are your defensive ends? Mine are Too Tall Jones, and then I was torn between Elsie Greenwood, Cam Hayward, and DeMarcus Ware, who I'm moving from edge rusher to official defensive end. I'd go Cam. Unless you allow me to move DeMarcus Ware in there, then it's him.
See, yeah, that's where we have to decide. Do we want to move DeMarcus Ware to
DN? It's entirely up to you.
If we're going like 4-3 here, we can move him at DN.
We're going 4-3, yeah.
I'm putting DeMarcus Ware there.
So
I mean, he was a beast of a player.
No offense to the other guys. I might add something here that not a lot of people might be aware of because sacks were not an official stat at the time. But in the first Steelers-Cowboys Super Bowl, the Lynn Swan Bowl, Elsie Greenwood sacked Roger Staubach 4 times in that game. 4, Donnie. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Neither did a lot of other people, but it's true. All right, your defensive tackles, this might be the strong part of the whole team. I'm going Mean Joe Green and Bob Lilly, and I'm leaving Randy Blankenwhite off the list.
Yeah,
with my defensive tackles.
Yeah, those two are hard to argue. Especially Mean Joe.
Bob Lilly wasn't bad either. Your outside linebackers, big boy. Who you got?
Ham and Watt.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, Ham, a lot of people think he was the better player than the guy next to him, Jack Lambert. It's just he wasn't really the face of that steel curtain defense.
He was a perfect player.
Yeah, phenomenal player. And T.J. Watt, he's already the all-time sacks leader. He's going to be one of the greats.
Apologies to Micah Parsons here, but come on, it's Watt and Ham. Your middle linebacker is Jack Lambert without much competition from Leroy Jordan or anybody else.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's Lambert.
It's Lambert. Here, this was a tough one. We were texting this morning, and you came back with a name I had forgotten, and now I'm completely torn. Who are your starting corners?
So you threw out the names Blunt and Woodson pretty quickly and easily, which I thought, yeah, I mean, hard to argue those two guys. The Cowboys had Deion Sanders.
I know. For how many full years?
5 years he was in
Dallas.
See,
that's what my cutoff would be. He makes the cutoff. What do I do here, Limits? I'm looking at Blunt.
Do we go to a three-corner set? A slot guy?
No, we got to have some cojones here and pick two. Who are you picking? Blunt changed the game. Woodson's a top 10 all-around football player in the history of the game, in my opinion, when you add returns. And Deion's the greatest cover corner who ever lived. What do we do here? Pick two.
I would go Blunt, and I would go... I'd go Woodson because 5 years with the Cowboys, it's right on that border. It's like, do you include Kevin Green as being one of the best Steelers
pass
rushers of all time?
Deion's included. He had 5 years.
We could have the caveat if we do special teams here. Deion can find his name on that
So
list.
Could Woodson. How many years did
I think if one doesn't make one, he's got to be the other.
Yeah, the problem there is we have Bullet Bob Hayes returning kicks. The greatest kick returner who ever lived.
You changed his name for Gunnar Olszewski. He should be on the all-time team.
Does Gunnar deserve a spot? How long was Rod Woodson in Pittsburgh? Because he did some great work elsewhere, too. Pick two. We have to have some you-know-whats here. Pick two.
I'm going to go Woodson and Blunt.
He spent 10 years here.
Yeah.
Woodson and Blunt. What if I picked Woodson and Deion? And left Mel Blunt. I can't. I can't leave Mel Blunt off.
You can't leave Blunt off.
You know, Mel
off.
Blunt only made one first-team All-Pro. Who was playing cornerback then? Maybe two. Did you know that?
I did not.
Am I right about that? I think so. I guess I'll... How can we leave Deion off the list?
Huh? Put him at punt returner.
I can't. I can't put him at... Well, I guess we could put him at punt returner, but we got problems there as well. Let me find Mel Blunt here before I go on. Talk to me about Deion and why you... How can you live with yourself if you don't have him on there? Mel Blunt was a two-time first-team All-Pro, 75 and 81. So again, I ask, who else was playing cornerback then?
I think we know the argument that people would make about Deion. Is that they don't see him as a complete player. Coverage corner, he was great, but the dude was petrified to tackle anybody.
You're right. I'm picking Blunt and Woodson. Your safeties are Troy Polamalu and Cliff Harris. Sorry.
Getting thrown down by his own middle linebacker.
Yeah, but look at all the awards he won, too. Donnie Shell, there's other guys. Am I right about that? Troy and Cliff Harris?
Yeah, Shell was the only one that popped into my mind.
And your return men are Deion then and Bullet Bob Hayes. That's a pretty good return tandem.
Yes.
Coach Chuck Knoll. Kicker Boz.
Yeah. I mean, I said last night, people may argue for like Gary Anderson, but Boswell, I think, is without question the best kicker in Steelers history.
The only person stopping him is his own coach from trying 50-plus yard field goals here.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, Be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.